What I'm proposing is a compromise. I'm willing to go up. Doesn't sound like some members are willing to come down. I'm saying fix the problem. I'm saying security issues trump looking great. I'm not going to tell my constituents we couldn't address security for staff because we had to make the building look pretty. I'm just not going to do it. And I know for a fact, I listened to that tape front and back, I don't know how many times, and there were three aldermen that said at that meeting when Roberta wanted direction, what we wanted, and we said security, and all of us said yes. It's disappointing to me that that didn't get taken care of other than $75,000 for key fobs and door locks. I don't have control over that. You tell me to not micromanage staff, so they were allowed to do their thing, and just like some of us weren't here when there was security discussions or whatever, I don't think I was here when we hired the architect, so I didn't hear we were going to present higher options. That's just the way it is. But this is where we are today. Do we do something and fix this problem and do the modest changes that will change the boards that are rotting that have to come off when the roof comes off anyway, or do nothing? I mean, that doesn't sound right. So I'm only asking, you know, for people to be reasonable here and do a compromise. This does allow us to fix the problem. It can include more security and keeps us within a reasonable budget because these items are going to go over budget. We're not going to be at a $2.3 million project. And we're going to have a $2.3 million project without addressing any security issues. That just doesn't make sense. I'm not looking forward to a glass wall here on the council chambers. Bullets go through glass walls. I like the brick wall, personally. And I just, it just doesn't make any sense. I've spent a lot of time on this. I can't tell you how much time I've spent on reading and listening and trying to understand and taking constituents' calls and watching the social media. And I think this is a very solid plan and a good compromise, and it does allow some wiggle room, and it leaves that $600,000 in there in case something else comes up for our police or fire or some other type of thing or, you know, added security. So we have many options in here that are within budget that look good. I don't know why we need to make it beyond looking like that if we're not going to address the security issues. If we could do all that and we had all the money, I could vote for the whole shebang. But we're limited. We're reading things in here that we're $900,000 short. I didn't bring all of my notes with me, but I went through the entire budget. This didn't get funded. This didn't get funded. Police requests didn't get funded. Fire department didn't get funded. Road projects didn't get funded.
Alderman Wilhelm, I did it to Alderman Dandrea. I'm going to do it to you.
Okay.
We got to move on.
Well, if everybody thinks that this is more important than funding those things,
I said we're going to move on, and you said okay.
I'm making my closing statement. You can be respectful as well. I understand. My motion's on the floor.
Alderman Barton.
I'm in favor of the $600,000 going. They're not taking $600,000 out. It would allow for the overruns on this project over and above what is the concept one. And if there are overruns, we could pay for it. The funds are still there. And it also allow for a motion on security at a later date that would, after we took part of the $75,000 that's appropriated or whatever we needed to do a security study and come back with some relative numbers, it would allow some funding for that as well in the future that we could tap. So I'm also suggesting that maybe the $75,000 be used to do a study that's comprehensive in terms of the safety of the employees in the building and keeping what is a bad element outside of the building. So I think that's what we're looking for here.
I'm troubled by a couple of aldermen saying there will be cost overruns. Not only is that insulting to the staff, it makes all kinds of assumptions that just aren't reality. We don't have a design based on the motion 2 weeks ago. There is no design. You're presupposing that the design comes in at $2.330 million. That was certainly not my intention when you guys offered, well, when I voted for that budget. I didn't want three windows in this room. Cut out those three windows, that's probably $100,000 right there. I didn't think that it's necessary to put a door in this community room. That's $60,000-ish. And then to think that just because you got a contract it's going to overrun. Anyway, Alderman Taylor.
Well, and you're right, Your Honor. I mean, I think what we – at the meeting –
the security thing, too. You know, everybody – sorry, Steve.
That's no, you're right.
Everybody can find all the reasons in the world to say no. You see that with former Alderman Mayor. She'll dig and dig and dig to find things to make it not happen. I'm hoping one of these days we'll find a way to make something really good happen. I don't see it tonight.
And I thank you, and I can't wait till we see what a new City Hall logo is going to be, or you know, City of Franklin logo is going to be. I mean, or what our new model is going to be, or what our you know our vision statement is going to be. Boy, that's going to be a fun debate. And I think that the mayor made a good point. We said, let's do this right, at least what I thought was three of us plus the mayor. Let's do this right and have a higher ceiling. But once we actually hired the architect and came back and started looking at what actual costs would be as a body, even those that voted against, you know, or on the losing side of the vote, even those could be a part of that conversation, say, well, maybe we should add this, or maybe we shouldn't add the side door, the community room. Maybe we shouldn't do the windows. That having a higher budget allowed us some more flexibility. It wasn't that we were set for any specific color, you know, any specific the way the entrance was. It was a concept, just like we do with concept reviews for developments. That's what it was. But you know, I'm not going to vote for this motion. I think the latching on to security now, that's pretty sad because it was ignored by those who spoke about it for the last year because I haven't heard it once in this chamber. Shooting after shooting, not once. And I say that we simply fix the roof and the HVAC and put some crappy, you know, metal around here that's brown, and there you go. Why invest? Why do something? I think you want to upset those on social media, and even the one that called the most, that called all six of us, spending any model, any money on a remodel, any $0, and we shouldn't even fix the roof. But so let's see how that goes. Well, guess what, Bob? We didn't spend the big money, but we're going to spend you know the little dollars. Have that conversation.
You know, this whole conversation, I can just about guarantee that Oak Creek did not have this kind of conversation when they were talking about Drexel Town Square.
Nope.
I can just about guarantee it. Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Madam Clerk, please read it back.
Alderwoman Wilhelm moved that the numbers within the presented 2019 budget are to be modified by the creation of a new Section 14 in the ordinance for adopting the 2019 budget by creating an approved project as a 2019 capital improvement appropriation of $1,775,000 toward the City Hall roof, HVAC, and fascia wood replacement project, and that the previously suggested additional $600,000 intended to be moved from the general fund restricted contingency for a larger remodel, remain in that fund for building security and public safety needs or as appropriate. Seconded by Alderman Barber.
Mr. Lieber.
Since I have to carry it forward, I want to make sure I understand it. The way I heard it read with the, it was the fascia remodel, so all we're doing is replacing the wood banding. We're not moving down to that lower tier of remodel that we had the two architects put forth, correct?
You had told us that that 1.75 included the roof HVAC and 500,000 toward remodel. So no, I'm not just saying if you can get more for, you know, because you said the modest remodel.
Yeah, it did.
The
it
modest remodel had a half a million dollars.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I'm going for the half a million dollar okay. modest remodel, which would take care of all the boards and do a modest change.
Okay. Thank you.
I second it with the understanding that we would go to the lower, to the first tier of the bids that we should do. The same architect looking at that lower level for the
Yeah, right now we're dealing with the appropriation. When you get to the architect contract with this motion, I'll recommend that you table it, and I'll probably bring back the design options to you at your next meeting, because the next design down was the other companies. That for the low bid, it was the other company. So we would want to agenda that for a different item. So if the motion's incorporated and the budget is made, when we get to the architect contract later in the agenda, I'll probably recommend it be tabled.
I would suggest that the motion is closed in the second. If the motion is approved, $2,330,000 worth of staff instructions do not come to the bid unless it's $2.1 or whatever that number is. And then we can do something else. However, one.
Mr. Berta, what was the next item up with the same contractor? Because we could just have them scale back their architectural drawings. And why don't we just go with the contract and just scale, have them scale back the drawings with the understanding that, you know, the last vote didn't pass real strongly, and this vote, the budget changed it, and we need them to scale it back. That shouldn't be that difficult.
That was exactly the thought process between Mr. Liberta and I, when you approved, when it was approved last time, to go talk to those folks.
Because I can see this coming back and, you know, not being able to decide on one and holding it up. We need to get the roof and HVAC fixed. And if we take a skill saw and cut off the dang brown boards, we won't have a problem with the brown boards anymore. I mean, we're really
being cheap.
Yep.
Well, I don't think this is being cheap when it fixes the problem and plus gives you a modest design.
You know, we got a $65 million project waiting out in the hall. Of course, that might need some forward thinking. So.
Well, that's going to be difficult.
No, there's too many buttons.
You know, if this is going to take a while, I can just add to my motion that you just tell the architect to scale it back to the modest cost that fits within the budget. And then you can move forward with
so
the contract.
This is the scaled back option. So the fuller one raises the roof, expands the area much further out, and you get slightly
lower. You get a slightly lower version than this. This picture actually came in closer to, I believe, 800,000. And so they said some components of this you wouldn't necessarily get within the 600. And I think it was some of the window changes that they're addressing out here.
That's fine. Have them go with that and scale it down to the 600,000.
That's what I understand the motion to be.
Yeah,
so you will
that's
get
all we need to do.
A slightly scaled
and
back version
great.
Of this. And this is an example of the cladding. It will be metal panels, but it's the same style panel that was being used in aspects here, just expanded across the top.
Okay. That's
this is taking the very first bid that we wanted them to take before we went to said give us two more options. So it's taking that very first level of bid that we requested and trying to work within that one. So it was the concept one, I believe, is what we called it. That's concept one right there?
No, their concept one was that. No, you were looking at concept one with the other architect. So the one in bid that people liked was with the other architect. But then you had this. This is the closest design option C. We want B. This is the scaled back version of the higher end that we were looking at. And it would be backed off a little bit from this because I believe their estimate was... So for all of that, it was about 900,000. So that was sort of middle of between, and they gave us some changes that they could do to that, not shown on the screen, windows on the side, and they'd have to back some things down to get to the 600,000. I understand the motion to be take what was done, C, and scale that back toward the same direction, the same similar design, but scaling it back until you get within budget.
The reason why I'm thinking we can do them, we can go with the contract that's in there. We don't have to table it. We don't have to go back with and. You can take this, it's a little bit over budget, have them scale that back, have them stick right around a half a million to 600, don't go over that, scale it back, and see what happens when it goes out for bid, because it's probably still be more than that, but yes, that is the direction. I'd like to make sure that Alderman Barber is okay with scaling this style back.
So you want to take the middle bid and scale it back to where it's more appropriate for the dollar that was allocated?
This one here is the closest one for that company to be within budget, but it's still over by about 300,000. And so I'm saying scale this back a couple hundred thousand, and we should be in the, you know, we may be at half a million, we may be at 600,000, but at least we're not spending $2.3 million on the whole project.
What was their first bid? The initial one before we asked the two upgrades. They all of them submitted the initial.
That looks great too.
That's the one that fits directly within the budget. You're basically building a canopy here and changing out your cladding. I think there's a little work on the windows.
Get the high school
let's get the architecture class to do it.
No. This is option right. One of the architect that we said we're going to go with. Is that correct?
So you end up with something between here and here. This
Perfect.
Is the same architect.
We're not asking for a different architect.
No. I'd like to call the question, which we were about to do
is
several
times. Is
there
a second to calling the question?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No. Aye.
That was to the call.
Okay, any questions to the call? On the question. All right, let's do a roll.
This isn't calling the question.
No.
This is on the motion.
It's not a low-end project that's basically a waste of money.
So a yes means we go
with favor. Being cheap. No.
Alderman May?
Yes.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
No.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. I'm sorry. The motion carries. 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions. Any other action on the budget? With the changes, is there a motion to adopt ordinance 2018, whatever it's going to be, an ordinance adopting the 2019 annual budgets for the general fund, civic celebration, St. Martin's Fair, donations, grants, solid waste collection, sanitary sewer, capital outlay, equipment replacement fund, street improvement fund, capital improvement fund, debt service, development, utility, development, TID 3, TID 4, TID 5, and internal service funds establishing a tax levy and other revenue for the city of Franklin and establish the solid waste fee.
As amended.
So moved.
Just point of information, I guess. The suggested motion then goes on to say, with the following adjustments that you've made, which adjustments shall be incorporated in the final form of the ordinance in the official budget incorporation document.
Is that your motion?
So moved. By direct administration. So we pull that all together to one final ordinance.
Is there a second? Is there a second to the budget?
Second.
Madam, any discussion of the budget? Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea?
No.
Motion fails. You need four for the budget.
You got four.
You have four.
And you don't.
That's correct. You have four.
You don't need four. You need a majority.
Right.
Motion carried. 4 ayes, 2 noes. No absent, no abstentions.
Hopeful.
There, we got past one.
On item G2, resolution authorizing certain officials to set the conservation easement for...
So moved.
Second.
Calquist Stone.
Thanks, guys. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G3 is a motion release letter of credit for Avian Estates.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G4 is a follow-up pertaining to...
Receive and place on file.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 is quorum contract. Mr. Liberta.
I recommend it be laid over. The fees that were built into the contract would be too high for the project is now contemplated. So I would request the opportunity to go back to them and... revise the contract. I don't know their hunting and vacation.
I'll make that motion. Call of the director of administration.
I'll make that motion with a comment.
Second.
Is this based on the 41,000 and the 154? Is that why
this
you're saying you need
no
to change
valid.
That?
Yeah.
Well, no, because I mean, this needs to be laid over because we need to strum up social media to get people to make phone calls to those that are truly wasting money. Because what the end result is, you saw what the two options are up there, and I mean, and trying to take option B and then somehow cut it in half to make it look, you're going to have City Hall with just like literally put a little bit of lipstick on is what you're going to be doing. That's a waste of money, a total waste of money. And so I think, you know, this gives us plenty of time for those that want to, you know, burn up the phone line, landlines and that, having conversations about what a god-awful mess this is and how could we be wasting this kind of money. That's what we're doing. So hopefully between now and then, we just scrap this whole thing, we just do the roof, and we do the HVAC. Otherwise, it's a total waste of money.
Who was the second?
I was.
All those in favor?
Aye.
G6, an agreement to amend the contract between Franklin and Leachy Associates for HVAC design.
I got a question.
Alderman Taylor.
So if we don't do the remodel, then do we have to do something with this company because they would then put on, you know, tin foil around, brown tin foil around the outside of it.
This is HVAC.
I know, but doesn't it have anything to do with that? No. Or is that would that be the roof itself?
When we get in the ultimate design of the roof, the R factor that they use in the insulation comes into play, but he's anticipated that. He's familiar with our roof, so I don't think it's going to affect it. But again, I would lay this one over because this is dependent upon him being incorporated in. And until such time that you have the primary contract to roll him into, his contract remains in place. We won't have additional costs because he won't move on to that phase. So
I'll make a motion to lay it over. And this is a perfect example of government coming to a screeching halt, which is typically what this common council has done time and time again, Your Honor. I mean, seriously, what's more, you know, people respect, there's a lot of people that thought doing something good to this building. Developers that I spoke to that, you know, finally we're going to move out of the 1970s. But now actually we're actually spending money in a wasteful manner.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Ms. Liberta, we are intending to do the other contract. We just want you to scale it back, so that's not going to change this contract. There's no reason to.
But I wouldn't want to terminate his contract until that other one is in place and I know it rolls forward with him incorporated. He'd already worked. He's familiar with Quorum and he's prepared to work under them. But until he knows that contract is in place, I don't want to cut him loose.
We're not terminating this contract.
No, I wanted you. I was proposing that this requested to terminate it at the end of his design phase because all of his construction administration was going to be done as a subcomponent to Quorum. So I can't get rid of this right
he's
now.
He still will be working with Quorum. So.
Yeah. If it passes.
What if Quorum says, "Nah, I don't like that design. I'm not scaling it back." What if?
Then they shouldn't have given us that one.
What if?
Push it off.
We have
another architect that would be
willing
to take it on.
And then you're
going to
spend more money, which is there a motion to table it to call the direction of the summit?
I thought we first and seconded it already.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We did G7.
We did G8.
We did G8. G9 is this is about a tax incremental finance district number 6. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.851E to deliberate upon a tax incremental district number 6, mixed use, industrial, commercial, retail, single family residential, and open space uses project development agreement, negotiation of the agreement terms, and the investing of public funds in relation thereto for competitive and bargaining reasons in the re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved. Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber. Alderman Barber. Alderman Barber.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
We have returned to open session. It is 10:40 p.m., still on the same day. We move to item I-1, vouchers. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of November 8th, 2018, the amount of $2,020,673.67, and payroll dated November 9th, 2018, the amount of $399,618.75, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $213,217.39, plus city matching payments. An estimated payroll dated November 23rd, estimated $388,000, payments of various payroll deductions, estimated $400,000 plus city matching payments, and the release of payment to Knight Berry Incorporated not to exceed $2,761,272.58.
So motion to approve. Second.
Mr. Roberta. Roll call.
Yeah. Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?